are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
I won't call him that in story, if
okay,
that helps.
Thanks.
Lord Skurlock.
Yes.
Papa Skur.
It sounds like Papa Smurf.
We have Papa Skur. We have Cooking Skur. Don't know the Smurf's name.
Skurret.
Skur. Skret.
The female Skur.
I mean, he could also be like shortened to Scare. S-key? What letter is key?
X.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
I know that because of Kingdom Hearts.
Wait.
What?
Okay, no, that's a conversation for another day. Key?
Yeah.
X?
Yeah.
Roxas? Kingdom Hearts? Keyblade?
I don't...
Mickey?
I don't want to get into this right now.
Ho-ho!
Ho-ho! Speaking of things I don't want to get into. Last we left off, which has been forever ago, for us, not for you all. If I remember correctly, you just got the artifact out of the safe.
Successfully, I might add. Very successfully.
Colm, you were the one who picked the safe.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Summer, what were you doing at the time?
She was waiting for... because Colm had picked the safe, and Devlin was helping. So the two of them had gotten the artifact, and Summer was still near the door, and she had stuffed her coat underneath the bottom, and had heard the walking up the hall.
Right, right. So you hear those footsteps, and they're getting closer and closer, and they stop right in front of the door. I'm pretty sure you guys locked the door, right?
I think we did, because I think we were trying to figure out a way we'd gone wrong. Yeah. That wasn't one of them.
He stops in front of the door. And then you hear a click. The doorknob turns open. It creaks open. And around this time, you grab the artifact from the safe. Devlin, you turn around to see no one at the door when it opens fully.
When I see that door open, I shoot daggers at Summer.
Summer's going to grab the door handle and, like, try and close it as quickly and quietly as possible.
You're able to shut it fine.
And, like, shove the jacket back underneath it.
And then you hear footsteps from down the hall. Getting closer and closer. You have the artifact. What would you like to do?
Are there any open windows?
No.
Are there any closed windows that could be opened?
None that you can easily access or fit your body through.
Anybody have any ideas?
What was the, what had just opened?
I'm not sure. Well, if nobody else has an idea, I'm just gonna go out there. With the keys in hand, I slowly go to the door, and I put my finger up to my lip, and kind of just go, shh, to Summer, and do the same thing to him, and then I put my hand on the handle.
As you get closer to the door, you can hear the footsteps walking and getting closer and closer. And when you put your hand on the handle and open up the door, the footsteps that sounded right at the end of the door on the other side fade away.
To continue the charade, even though I definitely notice that the footsteps stop, I'm going to nonchalantly, like I would be doing an everyday, I'm leaving my office, I'm going to lock up. I kind of just step out of the office, not really looking around me. Start to close the door and look like I'm locking up, and then just take a glance around to see if there's anybody down the hallway anywhere.
You see no one, but when you close the door, you go through the charade of locking it up. It opens back up.
I'm just going to whisper into the office and just say, there's nobody physically here. I think we can leave.
All right.
Let's just Something's out here. We should probably be careful. I don't think anything that could get us arrested.
All right. Colm will make sure the safe is back, sealed up. Try and make it. He's not going to look for anything else valuable-wise, mm-hmm. just because he was like, you know, let's just get one thing, try and make it as inconspicuous. See if maybe it takes some time unless they're very focused on this artifact. So try to put reset things.
Okay.
And then get ready to go.
Colm, you want to make me an attune roll? Normally, I don't tell you what rolls to make. I can also accept, like, a study, a survey, something about, like, looking over the artifact.
I can try to attune.
Okay.
One die. That's a 3.
Colm, you know a few things about this artifact since you attuned to it specifically. You know what it's good at is not detecting things that are hidden. You know what it's good at is detecting natural or unnatural forces. Forces that have come through the veil into this world and that the electric fence typically keeps out. I'm going to need you to take a stress.
Okay.
So as you're standing there, you see Summer standing in front of the door and you see Devlin on the outside of it. But you also see a third figure standing there. From foot to top, he looks almost normal, except you can see sort of as a hole in the side of his head and blood sort of trailing down his face off of his chin.
Oh.
He doesn't seem too preoccupied with any of you as of right now, and he steps into the room and then disappears, and then you all hear the footsteps coming down the hall again.
We should leave.
Being an immortal studies teacher, would I have any insight as to what is making the noise? I mean, I can't see it, but I should have some sort of inkling of what could be in a repetitious manner.
So, since you do teach more of the esoteric and occult side of things as a professor, you would easily understand that this ghost may have... It may either be, like, just sort of the life essence that constantly permeates everything, manifesting into the wants and desires of people who used to live here or, like, were taken away, or it could just be a ghost that hasn't been taken by the spirit wardens as of yet, even though that would be considered a little weird since it presumably seemed to have been either a ghost or something manifesting to act in this repetitious way. But without seeing it, without studying it a bit more, you wouldn't know exactly what is causing it.
So I quietly and calmly just give thumbs up to everyone and start hailing you with my arms out wide. All right, let's go.
To exit this building, well, we have to go down the hall towards where the footsteps are coming from.
Yeah, so to exit the building, you'd have to go down the hall. I believe you're on the second floor right now, the second story. So you'd have to go down the hall to the left, down a little bit more of a hallway, which has more of like a grand opening to some staircases. Go down the staircases into, it's not a foyer, but I'm going to say a foyer.
The lobby?
Yes, the lobby, thank you. And then out the front door. So as you start walking down the hallway, Colm, you hear more and more footsteps beyond just the you three and then the fourth extra one that you've been hearing, as the hallway sounds like it's filled with people going about daily business. When you turn the corner, instead of seeing a small hallway going through everything, you see a hallway stretching out into eternity with infinite hallways on either side. Colm, you're gonna have to take 2 stress, buddy.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Yep, that is it. I have hit the stress limit.
What you two see, everything is normal. You no longer hear the footsteps. But you see Colm panicking. You want to describe how Colm is acting to this sight?
Colm very much becomes like kind of a cornered animal almost, in the sense of like you see him like, you know, you're trying to have a plan just to get out, down to the front door should be simple. And Colm is getting that manic look in his eyes of like, I have to leave now. Absolute shortest distance, doesn't matter how, just to get out of here. And you see him like eyeing any nearest exit he can and just to book it.
Summer, seeing this, would like to throw her coat over Colm's head and then just lead him along.
I'm not going to make you roll. How does Colm react to being suddenly blinded?
Not good. Not in this state.
We're going to say Colm, whenever you do that, immediately darts off, takes a right down a random separate hallway, and is gone from sight, and he has dropped the relic as soon as you blinded him.
I will take my own coat, run over to the artifact, kind of wrap it around the artifact, and just like tuck it as a sling. Mm-hmm. So not actually like holding it, but just like in a knapsack. And then, well, do we need to help our friends?
Yes. Because if he gets caught by somebody, they might make him talk.
Devlin just growls under his breath and looks down the hallway that Colm ran down and just starts trudging that direction and looks back at Summers.
Two things. First thing, make a study, a survey, or an attune check.
Okay.
Something that would tell you more about this artifact.
That is a 3.
Okay. Just like Colm, you know what the artifact does. It doesn't search for hidden things. It searches for powerful essences beyond the veil. Just like Colm, immediately you hear footsteps like this place is packed full of people. Unlike Colm, though, you don't see anything, but you're still going to take a stress.
Okay.
So you two are going to go after Colm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second thing. As you start trudging down the hallway, you hear a loud thud as if something is smashed into a wall.
Behind me or in front of us?
Down the hallway.
Now, considering that there's barely any point to being quiet, I just turn to Summer and say, I thought he was supposed to be the quiet one.
Let's just get him and get out of here. It might be easier if he's knocked himself out.
Well, that's true. You've got a good head on your shoulders, Mars. Can we see him down the hallway?
The hallway splits at the end to left and right.
Oh, okay. Well, we go... Was it left?
So the hallway you went down, because I just explained your way out. The short hallway then has a hallway to the right that then goes down, has offices, and then splits left and right.
Well, we go whichever direction he went.
Okay.
At least we think.
So you go down the short hallway, you take a right... Can you give me either one of the three resistance checks?
I will use resolve, considering I have the most amount of pips in that zone.
How many dice are you rolling?
3.
Oh my.
That's a 6, a 4, and a 3.
So you succeed. So what this feels like, you continue to hear the footsteps surrounding you. And they get louder and louder and louder. Before something in you, some sort of years of experience or gut instinct tells you to shut them out. And then they disappear. And you didn't notice this, but you can hear Summer again. After you two stopped talking, you couldn't hear her any longer.
Taking this in, I think back of all of the ridicule and the insults that have been thrown at me throughout the years, and I just kind of suppress them and come back to reality as I usually do right before class.
And then as you two get to the end of the hallway, you turn to the left, you turn to the right, and there is no sign of Colm. But on the right side, you hear scrambling, and then you see him running down the hallway past you guys to the left.
Can we trap him? Do you think he's just overstressed, or do you think it's the artifact?
Well, I have the artifact now, so I'd say he's probably stressed.
Okay.
Is there any way that we could feasibly get him cornered?
Yeah, the two hallways, they don't lead anywhere. They just have offices on all sides. So he's basically running back and forth.
I'm going to track his path for like one or two sprints.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to stand in his path and trip him.
Okay. So after he runs past you, you hear a loud thud and you see him smash into the wall. Cole, what do you shout when you smash into the wall? Bear in mind, you thought the hallway continued.
I think he imagines like, in his head, he's still kind of trapped in that endless hallway space. So just imagine like he's running into like people, guards, something like closing in on him, just trying to stop his path. And so just hear him, out of my way, you can't stop me. Let go.
He gets up and he starts running back down the hall again, passes you guys, smashes against another door.
Just kind of look at Murs, smile, just be like, how many times do you think I could do this?
Please just get it one and done.
No, you can't take me.
All right, I stick my leg out on his return. Actually, no, I have a sword cane, don't I? So I'm going to stick my cane out and whack him in the shin as he's coming by.
Bark off cane. Take a level one harm, bruised shin. And you come toppling down. I'm assuming somebody removed the...
Yes.
Okay. Once the thing is removed, you're still incredibly stressed out and can't think straight. Your mind is reeling, but it's very clear you're no longer in the hallways.
Question. What is trance powder?
It puts people in a trance.
So after he hits the ground, Devlin just pulls out a little vial. I don't know how he does this. So he sticks out his cane, pulls out the vial, and he looks down at Colm and says, I think I'm going to rename this to a calming powder. And I just like sprinkle it into his nose so that he'll sniff it on his next inhale.
So as Colm inhales the powder, here's what we're going to do. Since the powder does give you a pleasant trance-like state, we're going to remove a single stress, allowing you to operate normally. But what we're going to add is you will take all of the effects as if all of your harm boxes were full. So you need help, you will take one minus dice, and you'll have less effect on all of your rolls. But this way, it'll allow you to still exist, but you're still a burden on everyone. So, how does Colm react to being drugged by his friends?
I think in his own mental state, like, he was going from trapped animal to being just, like, scared and lost. And almost in, like, what he sees, in a sense, like, this positive trance, is almost like a lost child in an aisle finding their mom. And like, oh, someone that can get me out of here. Like, and so it's just like, oh. And he kind of is able to, not I don't know, as in this positive trance state, just like, okay, I'll do what you say, just I need to, please take me away from here. I'm scared. And yeah.
When Devlin bends down to put the trance powder under Colm's nose, when you stand back up, you feel a tap on your shoulder.
I'm sure he's okay, Murs. I've drugged lots of people before in the past. And then I turn my head.
When you turn your head, fully invading your personal space, to the point to where if this entity could breathe, you'd feel its breath, you see a gaunt man with no eyes and a rotting face next to you, and he looks as though he's asking for something from you. You need to take two stress, and you are paralyzed with fear. And Summer, you hear him say that, and then you see him just freeze.
Summer is going to assume at this point that she has to just sort of lead the two of them out and hope that nothing worse happens.
Colm, you would be very easy to lead out.
Yeah.
Devlin will not be easy to lead out. He is rooted in place.
Summer is going to experimentally push against Devlin and just see how much give she's got on that.
So, you know when a bodybuilder flexes their muscles and you try to grab it and it feels like a brick?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay. Basically, right now, Devlin is... all of his muscles in his body are tightened beyond the point of his own control. So all of the safeguards and things that prevent us from, like, hurting ourselves when we use our muscles have been thrown out the window, and he is locked in place. So when you touch and push against him, there's a little leeway, but it's almost like pushing against a wall.
Calm?
What?
Devlin's not feeling real good, so I'm gonna need you to help me.
Okay.
Get him out of here very slowly and carefully because he feels real bad, okay?
Yes, ma.
So, do you want to pick him? How does Colm, entranced Colm, want to handle this?
He's just gonna try to sling him over his shoulder. You know, just taking him to the field where he needs to go. Like, okay, yeah.
Make that roll. Minus one dice, and you have less effect.
Minus one dice. I have only one dice, so now I'm rolling with the disadvantage.
Ooh, that's not fun.
So. One.
So what happens when you try to pick him up? Due to your trance-like state, your muscles aren't reacting as they should. They're a little more wobbly.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your hand in between his legs to hoist him over your arm.
Yep.
You gain another level one harm, strained back.
Does that become a level two because both of them are full?
If your level one harm is full, it becomes a level two. And you cannot pick him up. However, when he tries to pick you up, your face gets moved a little bit and pushed into the thing's face next to you.
Ooh, fun.
Making him dissipate. And now that he's gone, you take in a sharp breath as if you haven't been breathing this whole time. You breathe out slowly, and you are able to move.
At that feeling, Devlin just kind of collapses onto the ground and, like, looks down, and then he looks back up at Colm.
Let's get out of here.
I will say, you are certain the reason why you're seeing all of these things is the artifact.
I mean, we gotta keep it. There's no way I could just leave it and leave.
It is reasonably certain in this moment that if you keep the artifact, whatever it's doing, however it's detecting things, it's allowing you to see things that aren't there. That's allowing you to peek through the veil, so to speak. So if you keep hold of it, there's a good chance that you will continue to see these things.
What if, hear me out, I close my eyes?
You can try it.
How far is it between me and the door? I'm not even worried about the keys at this point.
So you guys are down a hallway, so you would need to go back through that hallway, take a right, go down a little bit to get to the stairwell into the lobby, then you want to drop off the keys, so that's a hidden spot sort of out of the way, the broom closet, and then out of the front door of the lobby.
If necessary, you could give Summer the keys to drop them off.
I mean, I was just thinking about going down there and then leaving the artifact in the lobby area and then going to put the keys away.
Just set it down for a minute.
Yeah, it's not like anybody's gonna take it. As long as I can make it there. Wait, I have an idea. I unlock the nearest door to me.
Uh-huh.
What do I see?
An office.
What kind of office? Like, what is this office used for? Like, what kind of person does business in
Make
this office?
Make a check to figure that out. I could see study, I could see survey. Those are really the only two that I think would make sense.
Eh, what's the worst that could happen? I'm gonna use survey. Lowest is a two.
You have no idea.
Okay. What can I see in there?
You can see a desk, some papers, some filing cabinets, some drawers, some trophies of some kind, a picture.
Office of some comptroller, I don't know.
I would like to rip out a drawer.
You rip out a drawer
and dump the contents in the floor.
Okay. You rip out a drawer. It is filled with papers, scissors, things of that sort to sort of keep things in order, and it just topples all over the floor, makes a loud sound.
Perfect, perfect. I'm going to put the artifact detector into the drawer.
Okay.
And carry it around in the drawer.
Okay.
And then I'm going to leave.
I'm going to ask you two this question.
Yeah.
How mean should I be right now?
As a player or as someone who enjoys stories?
Yes.
I would say 2 or 7.
What about you, Nolan? How mean should I be?
I think for the sake of story and interest, it'd be, let's say a 6.
Okay, a 6. Would it be meaner to wait or to do something now?
Ooh, keep the suspense going.
Yeah.
Okay. You're fine.
In my attempt to keep myself from harm, I have potentially caused more.
So you put it in the drawer, and you're now carrying this drawer.
Yes.
You're making your way out of the hallways. You get to the stairs, and Summer, you leave Colm down the stairs with relative ease. You're walking down, and you take a step. And these are nice stairs. These aren't wooden stairs. They're stone stairs. So it's a loud, like, click every step you take down. And about halfway through, you hear an extra set of footsteps in time with yours. When you're a quarter of the way to the floor, you feel a hand placed on your lower back and another one on your shoulder, as if someone is trying to guide you down the steps. And you turn to see that same gaunt man, and even though everything in you wants to freeze and stand still, his movement, his force, is pushing you down the steps. Go ahead and fill out the rest of your stress. How do you react when you're all stressed out?
Well, for one thing, I'm probably going to fall down the stairs.
I didn't want to force that on you, but since you said it, yeah, take a sprained foot. That's going to be level 2.
A level 2.
Devlin, no!
At this point, it all happens very quickly. Turns around, tries to freeze, but instead just sharply inhales, twists around, does this graceful little spin while he begins to get to the bottom 2 or 3 stairs, and then just collapses as he face plants on the floor, hoping the artifact is okay. And then he just lifts up the keys and goes,
"You two." What you see is you get down the stairs, and the last you knew, he was right behind you. When you turn around, you see him panic, give a little yelp, fall down the stairs, hold up the keys and scream, and then drop them.
So the bottom of the stairs is the lobby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Colm?
Yeah?
Very gently, because, you know, we don't want to hurt him. I want you to drag Devlin out of the building and be very quiet and careful about it, okay? And wait for me. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that. Colm is just going to, like, grab him by the scruff of the jacket and just start dragging, doesn't care anything else.
Okay. Take 2 stress, Olivia.
Okay.
Since you're not picking him up and you are dragging him, which is easier.
And again, like, even though Merge is trying to be, like, be quiet, yeah, Colm doesn't care about that. He's, like, grabbing, like, the scruff of an unruly animal is what is in his mind. And it's just, like, just got to take you to the pen, wherever, just start dragging.
This is going to be a controlled situation, because as far as you know, everything's fine.
Yeah.
You're going to have increased effect.
Okay.
I still want to roll.
Yeah.
Since all of your stuff is going on, instead of increased effect, it will be normal effect.
I think we're just going to have to go for a skirmish.
Okay.
I feel like that's what's most appropriate here. So, rolling with disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
Since I would have no dice. A 2.
So when you grab to pull him, mm-hmm. you yank, and his jacket comes off.
Colm will keep going.
Colm just walks out of the building.
But at least Colm is out of the building.
How will Summer get this tortured professor and this artifact out of the building?
So he's awake, but
he
petrified.
Is awake, petrified, a sprained ankle, and is panicking.
His eyes are doing that little cartoony thing where they like spin individually.
I'd like to use my vial of slumber essence on him.
Okay.
That way he's unconscious, and hopefully that like relaxes some of his muscles to some degree.
Mark it off.
And then I would like to just put a spirit bane charm like over his neck or whatever.
Okay.
Just to like, just in case.
Yeah, you never know.
Was he still clutching onto the artifact?
No, the artifact went flying since he was holding it in a drawer and fell down the stairs.
Right.
If I had it in my hands, it would have been better.
Did he have the key still?
The key,
did he drop that?
He dropped that. So okay. In his last moment of small amounts of sanity, mm-hmm. held the key up, screamed in unintelligibly, and then dropped it.
So I think the drawer and the keys on the floor is good enough for the keys. So I just need to get him out and get the artifact.
Yep.
So first thing, I think I'm going to get him out because the artifact's going to complicate it. I'd like to grab him by his ankles and try and just drag him out of the building. Because I don't know his ankle sprains.
Make a check.
Yay. I would actually like to argue for study or survey to look at the best way to grab him, the best angle to pull him, and to get him out.
Have you used burglar gear or climbing gear yet?
No.
I will allow it if you use one of them as sort of like a... You're rigging something up to make it easier for him to pull, so strength is not as much of an issue.
I'll use burglary gear because it seems like something that would be reasonable for me to have brought
okay.
for that. 5.
Okay. You are able to pull him out. Since it was a controlled situation... and you had greater effect, we'll say you just did it.
Yay.
So you're able to drag him out, you get him out of the building, it's sitting there, you go back in, and you have to get the artifact.
Mm-hmm.
You see it laying, it slid across the floor, all the way to the other side, landed against a pillar, and it's just waiting there.
I don't want to grab it directly, even though I know that overall that's not going to make a difference. Summer has seen both of them pick it up and them freak out.
Mm-hmm.
So Summer's just, you know, she's gonna be super careful. And how fragile does this thing look?
Since it fell down some steps, hit the ground hard and slid all the way across the floor, it looks a little worse for wear. Still intact, but you may want to handle it with a little more care.
I would like to grab the keys and go to the janitor's closet in case that's okay. locked and grab a push broom.
Okay.
To gently push broom it out the door.
You go.
Assuming that whatever it is tied to the building.
Yeah, you go do that. You get the push broom. Make one of the three checks that I had them make. I don't care which one. Attune, study, survey. Something that says you're looking at the object.
4.
And which one did you roll?
It's the same for all of them. I was going to go with attune, I guess.
So let's talk about attune specifically. Attuning is using any ability you have to tap into the natural and unnatural forces around you and attune yourself to spirits, energies, what have you, the life force. As you do so, you learn how this thing operates like the other two have. And... almost immediately, jarringly, and panic-inducingly, you see this lobby is no longer empty. It is filled with people walking around. The noise is incredibly sudden and skull-rattlingly loud. Take 2 stress, and you continue to push the broom, but now you have to find a way to use this push broom through a giant crowd of people. None of them seem to really notice you, though, or pay any mind to you.
Of course not. I'm the janitor. I mean, part of Summer is going to be convinced that she's dead, that she has touched this thing and died, and that this is just how things are now. She's just dead with a push broom. So, to navigate them, they're mostly ignoring her, but she's gonna try and, like, talk her way through with, like, excuse me, pardon me, would you mind stepping to the side over here a moment, clearing out a hazard. Yep, clearing a hazard out. Very dangerous, very sharp.
We've never described it. It could be sharp.
It could be, but also, you know, when you're doing cleaning work and people don't entirely look at what you're doing all the time.
What role do you want to make for that?
I guess I could use sway for that.
Okay.
If I'm talking to them.
Yeah. Oh, before you roll, just so you know, this is a risky roll.
Six.
Oh, wow. Okay. So since you got a six, you did it. Fantastic. You navigate, but as you, like, go to talk to them, they all look at you in a way where it's like they're not actually looking at you, they're looking through you, but you get this weird sense that you don't belong, and it's starting to creep up your spine, but before it can, like, take hold or effect, you step out of the building and all sound is gone. All of the footsteps, the chatter, the conversations, the hustle and bustle that was going on is gone. And you don't know where Colm went, but you still see Devlin asleep against the stairs.
Nice. Since it seems to have faded out, I'd like to, like, take... I'm assuming I have my coat again somewhere, because he tore off Devlin's coat. But I'm assuming I put mine back on after we got it off of Colm's head.
Reasonable.
Or at least held on to it. So I'm going to just sort of swaddle up the artifact, put it on top of Devlin, and then grab my gear again and work on dragging Devlin at least to a good hiding place, if not all the way home, because that would be too difficult. But, like, a good temporary hiding place till morning, hopefully. Morning-ish. When it's slightly less ghosty.
You're able to do that. You manage to get him into an alleyway. He's too much for you to get him to where he lives. So you just kind of just leave him there, figuring it'd be fine.
Yeah.
You take the artifact, and you make it back to your guys' home base. All the way there, you hear whispers, and you see things that aren't natural into this world. That's where we'll end it, with a successful heist. Good job, everyone.
Greetings, scoundrels. Devlin Oliver here, stopping by to say thanks for listening. If you enjoyed listening to us scramble for a bit of coin, why not give us a like or follow? There are plenty of misadventures to come for our little conglomerate. Keep an ear out for the next episode. And while you're at it, give a little listen to the other shows on this feed. And since we're already breaking the fourth wall, go and join us on the Discord, where there's plenty of space to blabber on. You can find all the usual links in the episode description. Thanks again for listening. Can't wait to see you there!
Hey, thank you all for listening. Big thanks, of course, to our players. They are Nolan Brubaker as Colm McCugg, Michael Petit as Devlin Oliver, and Olivia Sarver as Summer Locke. I, of course, am the GM, Jenkins. Music in the show is composed by Michael Petit, and additional music by Jordy Hake. This work is based on Blades in the Dark, a product of 1/7 Design, developed and authored by John Harper, and licensed for our use under the Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 Unported License. Information for Blades in the Dark and the license can be found in the description. When you're looking at the door, you see Summer standing there. You see Devlin standing there. You also see a third figure standing there now.
Oh.
That genuinely made me jump a little. I think Mia also sees a third figure.
Yeah, Mia has seen the third figure. I'm going to have to give that one again. That's okay.
Okay. It's great ambiance. Depends on how it comes through the mic.
Yeah.
I think we have our blooper for this episode.
Yeah.
And as the third figure takes me away to another room.
Well, he's not as unnatural as I thought. Quite normal. On the contrary.